I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hi, neighbor. I like you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what we're going to do today, boys and girls? Well, today, I'm going to talk about the number three. Sure. Did you know that the number three is a magic number?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for labor.
Do you know that all sorts of things come in threes, boys and girls? Did you know that?
Sure.
Here's the Three Stooges. They come in threes, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then there's French hens that, in that Christmas song, they come in threes too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. I can't keep a straight face doing this. I can't. I just can't. There's that crappy song by Lionel Richie called Three Times a Lady. Do you like that song, neighbor? Me neither. I don't like it either. Did you know that when I hear Lionel Richie sing that song, Three Times a Lady, did you know that I just want to shove a pencil in my left ear? Did you know that, neighbor? Sure you did.
Okay. Easy now. You know who shook me all night long? I can tell you. All night long. You know who shook me? The Eagles. Yeah. Anybody go to the big show last night besides me? Somebody must have gone to the Eagles show. Will you call me when you get a minute? I'd love to hear your thoughts on America's great rock and roll band from last night, the Eagles. Yeah, they were in town at Viv Arena. Glenn Frey's son, Deacon, he's in the band now. Did you know that? Yeah. He sang on a few of Dad's tunes. You know, and they sound, I thought Deacon sounded great last night. And the newest Eagle guy, Vince Neil from Motley Crue. Wait a minute, what? Oh, that wasn't Vince Neil last night with the Eagles? It was, who was it? Oh, Vince Gill. Sorry, I thought they kept saying Vince Neil from Motley Crue. Anyway, Vince Gill. You know, from the world of country music. I thought he did a wondrous job. They brought him in to sing the high notes, folks. That's why, you bring in a guy like Vince Neil, because he's got that high voice. You got or Vince Gill or Neil or whoever it is. No, I thought Vince Gill sounded really good to hit the high notes. They got to have a guy like that. Because, look, when Glenn Frey's not there, somebody's got to hit those high notes. And Don Henley's too old. He can't hit the high notes anymore. No, he did a good job. Don Henley, he did really well. Don always has it together. Even Timothy B. Schmidt, he had a good night with I Can't Tell You Why. But ladies and gentlemen, stealing the show once again last night at Viv Arena, just like he did when they came to Rio Tinto back in 07. Did you go to that show too? That was a great show. Jammin' Joe Walsh, he had the crowd rockin' with all those great songs in the city. Funk 49, Rocky Mountain Way, Life's Been Good. He had them all. Is it just me or does Joe Walsh look like he doesn't have any teeth? You know, come on, he's not that old, is he? Joe Walsh, he's not that old. How old is he? Hold on, how old is Joe Walsh? Hey, what do you think, 96, 97? Or, he's not that old. Something like that. He's more like 120 in drug years. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But it was a great show last night. The Eagles at Viv Arena. Call me if you went to that show. I'd like to hear from you. And thanks for waking up with me, the John Carter. I stayed up for the Eagles at Viv Arena last night and got under 3 hours of sleep. Early morning show is on the air. I don't know why my mouth is so dry this morning. If anybody went to the Eagles concert last night at Viv Arena, will you call me and tell me if you have a dry mouth also? Is it... I think you know what they need in Viv Arena? They need, what's that thing called when it puts humidity in the air? What is it? Humidifier. Thank you. It's a humidifier. That's what they need over there. There's something wrong with the air at Viv Arena because my mouth is dry. It's just my skin feels dry, and I just, you know, my skin doesn't feel soft and supple like it normally feels. I just think they need a humidifier or something to moisten the air in that place. I got dry mouth today. Is my John Carter Kickstarter ready to go? I think it is. I'm a little groggy today due to eaglesomnia. That's what I have. Eaglesomnia. Have you ever heard of that? Eaglesomnia. That's where you go to an Eagles concert, stay up really late, way past your Sunday bedtime, and you get up at the plumber's butt crack of dawn, or really, in the middle of the night, in my case, to prep up for a morning show in a great big major metropolitan city. And so you're not fully awake or caffeinated just yet, and that's me. Eaglesomnia. It's a real thing, folks. You can look it up. What do I have in the morning show prize pile for the John Carter Kickstarter? What is it? Hold on. What? Oh, yeah, concert tickets for the next two Aerofests. This is huge. Let's see, I've got concert tickets for Aerofest Volume 1. That's June 4th at USANA Amphitheater with Styx and Joan Jett, Tesla. Also, Aerofest Volume 2 on June 19th. That's coming up at USANA also. That's Chicago and REO Speedwagon. Let's do it. Let's jump in. This is your John Carter Kickstarter. At the end of this, I'll be featuring a new Hallelujah at the end of this. It just came in. The Kickstarter!
Time now.
It's time now at the Arrow.
Time now for...
It's time now.
Time now at the Arrow.
For the John Carter.
For the John Carter Kickstarter.
Woohoo! Right on!
Here's the new Hallelujah guy.
Hallelujah!
That just sounded weird. Let me hear it again. Okay, let me hear the new Hallelujah guy. He's brand new.
Hallelujah!
Let me hear the original guy.
Hallelujah!
Okay, let me hear one more hallelujah today.
I want to be caller 10.
No, you want to be caller 10 for those poison tickets after 6 o'clock. That's what you want to be. That's not a hallelujah. That's an I want to be caller 10 guy. So that's different. Okay, poison cheap trick tickets every hour. And we'll start in with that whole thing after 6 o'clock coming up this morning, okay? Let's see. Two reasons... Let me just tell you this. Two reasons I'm rebooting this one from last Friday, okay? First reason on the John Carter Kickstarter, I'm rebooting this from last Friday. Number one, nobody nailed it. That's the first reason. Number two, if I reuse it, that means less work for me. And with less than 3 hours of sleep last night, I'm smashed. So the less I have to do today, the better it is for me. Here it is, folks. I'll throw this out again for you. We used it on Friday, right? I think it was Friday. So recent stats that I found say this. On an average day, almost 20% of us will make a phone call for this reason. I think the first guesses that we had last Friday or whenever we used this thing, a lot of people were saying, because you're going to order a pizza. That's not it. No. On an average day, almost 20% of us will make a telephone call for this reason. You know, cell phone call. Why? What is it? What's the reason? It's not to call in sick because you stayed out too late at a concert and only got 3 hours of sleep. And another good guess on Friday was a butt dial. But that's not it either. So call me if you think you know, if you want to take a crack at that. 470-570. Or, well, you know my numbers. Poison cheap trick at USANA in concert. That will be tomorrow night. That'll be a fun show. Maybe I'll go to that show, too, and not get any sleep at all this week. That'll be... No, I can't. What can I do for you this morning?
I was just calling to thank you for playing the song that I was hoping to hear Don DeSeek sing last night, too.
Oh, earlier this morning, yeah, Boys of Summer. Why didn't he do that?
I don't know. The whole last set seemed like it was just Joe Walsh.
Yeah, they really lean on Joe, I think, for comic relief, don't they, or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I asked this earlier this morning. Maybe you can help me out. I mean, what's your name, by the way?
This is Chad from Lehigh.
Hey, Chad, good to hear from you. So, you know, you saw the show last night. You were there. Is it just me or, you know, is Joe Walsh, like, you know, losing his teeth or something? What's the deal there?
Oh, yeah, that's what my wife said. She says, looks like he doesn't have any bottom teeth. Is he drunk? And I said, no, that's just Joe.
I'm on the John Carter Morning Show from the Phil Davis from Mill Creek Arrow Morning Studios. I'm glad you're up with me. I am. I'm glad you and I are together today. I'm glad that you're not, like, ready to faint like me. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm not going to complain about not getting any sleep, because that Eagles show was really, really good. So it was all worth it. Plus, my wife just texted me. Let me read this to you. Sydney just texted me, and she said, good morning. Thanks for being such a fun date last night. I love you. See, that, I mean, don't get any sleep at all. That whole text that I just read you is completely 100% worth it. It's 100% worth not getting any sleep. Well, I had a couple hours, but, you know, I had Joe Walsh in my head. In the city. In the city. I had that in my head all night. Well, the 2 hours that I slept. I'm playing the Van Halen Brothers coming up next, along with the Eagles. They, too, could be considered America's great rock and roll band, Van Halen, I think. What do you think about that? Van Halen and the Eagles. There's two bands right there that are America's great rock and roll bands. I think the Eagles truly deserve that name. I've called them that for years, as you know. I made that up. Every time I play the Eagles, I go, it's America's great rock and roll band. So I've called them that numerous years. This is when I started that, numerous years ago. Great show last night, by the way, at Viv Arena, despite the acoustically challenged Vivint Smart Home Arena. The show was very, very well done. Call me when you get a minute, even if you don't get a minute and you get really, really busy. Call me anyway. Give me your thoughts on the Eagles show from last night. If you know, if you had a chance to go, maybe you didn't go to the show, but somebody went to that show. They were like, it was sold out. How many people is that? Viv Arena? Probably, I don't know, 18, 20,000. I don't know how many people. Did you like Vince Neil from Motley Crue? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Who's the new guy in the Eagles? Sorry. I kept thinking it was Vince Neil. It's Vince Gill from country music fame. You know, for Vince, think about it. Good gig if you can get it, man. You know, one day he's sitting around wondering why his country music career is tanked, because he's doing songs like, if my nose was full of nickels, I'd blow it all on you, and my head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. Next thing you know, he's in the Eagles. Wow! I mean, how lucky can a guy get? No, he's a good vocalist, great guitar player, the whole bit. So here's a question for you. Maybe you can help me, since the Eagles were here last night. And they are, according to me, America's great rock and roll band. Here's your question. Who else could be in that category? Who else could we put in that category? I mentioned Van Halen. My wife and I were talking about this on the way home from the show last night. She said, Journey, hello. Who else? Who else can you say that about? America's great rock and roll band. Boston, the best band in the history of bands that was ever considered to be historical or even good. We got them on the list. So we got Van Halen, Eagles, Boston, Journey. Any others? Call me. I'm making a list. 470-570 or 670-1035. Let's get you on the radio today and get your opinion on that. Other than those bands that I mentioned, who else could be considered America's great rock and roll band? Don't say Led Zeppelin. Your morning show recall. Later this morning at 8:45, that's what you need to be listening for. So just listen to this next story as we put the lid on, you know, the most royal of all weddings, which happened over the weekend. Then at 8:45, just come back and listen to the Arrow even more. Call me, answer my dorky quiz with correctness and correctitude, and I'll comp you with concert tickets and lunch at Pat's Barbecue. In the wake of the royal nuptials over the weekend, I actually have two stories to tell you this morning, and I'll read them with my lips. First up, the fine folks, listen, the fine folks at Velveeta, they know They know a solid marketing opportunity when they see one. They're now rolling out a new product in honor of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding over the weekend. It's called a luxurious, extra-indulgent special edition of its shells and cheese product. It's mac and cheese, I guess. But the macaroni will be in the shape of crowns. Isn't that nice? That's so royal and special. That's not all you get. The fancy package also comes with a gold-plated spoon and wrapped up in a large gold foil box. No word on the cost or where to get it just yet. But keep your eye out, folks. I'll keep you posted. My question on the Velveeta product, can you take it up to Strawberry this summer and use it to catch some rainbow trout or cutthroat trout? I mean, those big cutthroat trout up at Strawberry, they love Velveeta. I'm not sure about crown-shaped macaronis. Do they go for that kind of thing, too? And if you watch the big whoop-de-doo on Saturday, you probably already know that Oprah Winfrey, Idris Elba... Who is that? Who is Idris Elba? Can somebody call me and tell me who that is? I'm just happy I got to say Idris Elba on the show today. Oprah, Idris Elba, George and Amal Clooney, the Beckhams, Serena Williams, they were among the hundreds of celebrities, royalty, and other guests who trickled in to St. George's Chapel for the royal get-together. And what a party. What would a party be without, you know, goodie bags? You got to have goodie bags at a party. The more high-profile guests left with plenty of royal swag. But listen to what they put in the bags, these little swag bags. Stuffed into the tote bags with bright blue handles and dressed with an HM crest was a large chocolate coin with Harry and Meghan's initials, shortbread, a bottle of water. I mean, even famous people, I guess they need to hydrate at a wedding. There was a shopping coupon and even a fridge magnet. A fridge magnet? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. A fridge magnet? Is this stuff they're giving away at the royal wedding or stuff they're giving away at one of my remotes? I just think that's pretty cheap, you know, at a royal wedding when they're giving away fridge magnets. Also waiting for the guests, allowed inside the castle, some hot cocoa and coffee, and bacon booty. Or buddy. I think it's called buddy. Hot coffee and bacon buddy. Which is basically what we Americans call a bacon sandwich, but they call it a buddy. Spelled B-U-T-T-Y, but not pronounced booty, because that's what Harry and Meghan got after the wedding. John Carter's Morning Show from the Phil Davis from Mill Creek Arrow Morning Studios. And today we're playing That's Correct or That's a Crock. Are you caller 4 for That's Correct or That's a Crock?
I hope so.
What's your name?
David.
Hi, David. Where are you from?
Taylorsville.
David, I'm sorry. I know. Yeah, that's got to be...
However.
Darn! You can move.
That's true.
Now, if you move, David, will you do me a favor?
What's that?
If you move from Taylorsville, save me the U-Haul blankets because I collect them and I sell them on eBay.
You want the dolly, too?
I want the dolly, but on those blankets, I like the orange ones. They sell more than the blue ones.
Okay.
Okay. David from Taylorsville, that's correct, or that's us!
Crock!
Nicely done. True or false kind of thing. David, you know how it goes. It's yes or BS. Fact or fiction. That's what you need to decide. Is me, old John Carter, just messing with you? Am I just messing with you and making up crap? Or is the trivial tiddly bit, which I'm about to utter to you with my lips, the mindless morsel of minutiae, the pearl of wisdom, David, that you're about to hear, is it genuine, factual, and filled with firm faithfulness? You ready?
Yes.
It's one and you're done, David. Brace yourself, gird your loins, get ready to win those tickets for that big show June 19th at USANA AeroFest 2, REO, and Chicago. But wait, we have more for you, too. There's, what else did I say? Oh, Bees Baseball. There's Bees Baseball for you, too, in a family four-pack. David, there's a feller in India, I don't know if you know this, he's known for sporting the world's longest beard, and his name is Sarwan Singh. His fun facial follicles are just shy of 29 feet long. That's huge. His beard is 29 feet long, and it's still growing.
That's a crock. It's not quite that long.
Wow, you've been doing your research. It is an utter load of crockola. How long do you figure that feller's beard is there, Dave?
It's about 15 feet.
No. Longest beard in the world.
I have no idea.
Same guy, Sarwan Singh, but his beard is only 7.7 feet long.
Okay.
Which is still pretty long.
It is.
Now, I wonder, David, what do you think? I wonder when he goes out for a run, does he tie it up or just tuck it into his shorts?
Wrap it around three times, yeah.
Hey, winner! Okay, we'll send you to the concert, and we'll send you to Bee's Baseball today on That's Correct or That's Us. Say it again!
That's a crock!
Yes, it was.
Question. This is the Arrow. Who's this?
This is Callie.
Hi, Callie. Where are you calling in from?
I'm actually in Clearfield right now.
Callie, do you know what you've done?
Hopefully won some tickets.
Callie, as caller number 10, I have concert tickets for you for Poison and Cheap Trick.
Awesome.
That's going to be a great show. You know, we always say that, oh, it's really going to be a great show. Let's rephrase that and say it's expected to be a really great show, okay?
I couldn't agree more.
But, you know, you saw an amphitheater tomorrow night. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Bret Michaels could come out on stage and say, hey, everybody, I don't feel good. I got a hangnail, kind of like Don Henley did when the Eagles got canceled on May 3rd, and they had to reschedule that darn thing for last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Bret Michaels is going to have a hangnail. But, I mean, you know, he might say something like, I can't come on stage tonight because three of my hairs are out of place.
Well, you know, I could do him a favor and fix his hair for him since I am a hairstylist.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, imagine that. Well, you're caller 10 and you're going to the show.
Woohoo! Sweet. Thank you.
Recent stats say this. On an average day, this is the one we were working on yesterday and Friday, too. Kind of a toughie. It is tough. But let me ask you this. Has anybody ever told you rock and roll was easy? Okay, then. Pert near 20% of us will make a phone call today, on an average day, for this reason. On an average day, pert near 20% of us will make a phone call for this reason. It's the Arrow, yeah.
To tell our mother that we love them.
Has nothing to do with mom, mommy, mama. Aww. Yeah, sorry. We had a couple of guesses on that yesterday. Go ahead and take another one. Come on.
Oh, all right. To tell our wives or our significant others that we love them.
Okay, how about this? It has nothing to do. I'll even give you a better clue. It has nothing to do with any people.
Oh. Well, you know, you used to call to get the time and the weather, but do people still do that?
I don't know. Why don't they have that anymore? I miss that. I miss calling for the time and the weather.
I know, because you would do it and think you could get right on the exact minute.
Yeah, you could. No, that's not it. All right, what's your name?
Keith.
Keith, I'm glad you listened to the Arrow. Here's a little golf clap just for calling today. Can you hear that?
Oh, thank you. Oh, my day is amazing.
There's your golf clap. That's the first golf clap issued on the morning. Nicely done.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, Keith?
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
By the way, hope you're on the road fully awake and caffeinated this morning. And I hope you're ready to greet the day with unabashed enthusiasm, energy, and verve. I just enjoy saying the word verve, but I still have no idea what that means. I don't know what verve is. I have no idea. So a couple of things today. I'm still asking if anybody knows where any wild turkeys are for my late season turkey hunt. I just, you know, I want to go this weekend over Memorial Day. I think I want to go turkey hunting, but I'm not going unless I know where there's at least one. So I've got my camo all ready to go. I got my camo turkey hunting apparel all ready. My camo hat, camo coat, got camo boots. I'll even wear camo boxer shorts if I thought it would help. Okay. My John Carter Wild Turkey location hotline numbers. Here are the numbers. That's what I'm calling it today. The John Carter Wild Turkey location hotline numbers. 470-570 or 670-1035. Okay. Now, let's move on to the next thing. So call me about the turkey if you know of any, you know, location of where one might be. I only need one. I don't need a flock of them. Don't call me and say, oh, there's a whole bunch of them up here in, you know, over here in Lehigh. We got turkeys all over the place up here. Just come on up. There's all kinds of turkeys in Harriman if you want to come in. And they can't be by houses. There's turkeys all over Utah, but think about it. They cannot be by a house. I can't go, you know, trying to bag a turkey by somebody's house. That's private property. It's got to be on public land. Public land turkeys. That's what I'm looking for. Next thing, a national buy a musical instrument day today. Did you know that? Yeah, today is National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. So I was thinking about classic songs that mention one, you know, a musical instrument, you know, stuff like, what's that Dire Straits song? What's that one? Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. That, what's that? Is that, what is that called? The Sultans of Swing. Thank you. So there's one. Janis Joplin in the song Me and Bobby McGee. Do you remember that song? Mentions how Bobby pulled a harpoon, which is, I think that's a harmonica. Isn't that a harmonica? You know, where they're walking along and Bobby pulled a harpoon out of his red bandana or his dirty red bandana. So we got two mentions of a musical instrument. We got a guitar and a harpoon or a harmonica. That doesn't say specifically harmonica, but I think a harpoon, that's got to be a harmonica. Because why would you pull a harpoon out of a dirty red bandana? You're not, you know, trying to shoot fish, right? Or, I don't know. It's got to be. It's a reference to a harmonica. So we got a guitar and a harpoon or a harmonica. Any others? Piano Man, Billy Joel. There's another one. Oh, I've got a banjo mention here. It doesn't really say anything about banjos. It's an instrumental, but dueling banjos. So there's a mention for the banjo. From that weird movie, Deliverance, starring Ned Beatty running around in the forest in his tidy whities. Okay, call me if you have one. I'm looking around for classic songs that mention a musical instrument, okay? And listen, I'll give you extra morning show bonus points if you call and come up with one that mentions the accordion, okay? I don't think there are any of them. Are there? I don't know. Stump this chump for the freebies. Family four-pack of tickets, you know, baseball tickets for the Salt Lake Bees. Send you over there to see a baseball game. Plus, I've got concert tickets for you. Stump the chump.
I bet you I could.
Okay. By the way, Phil, it's the most depressed man in the state of Utah.
No, I'm not.
How's your life, Phil? Is everything good?
It's okay.
Phil, first, I think we need to go over the rules on Stump the Chump today. You know what you could win, by the way?
I just heard.
Yeah, family four-pack of tickets to baseball at the Bees, you know, the Salt Lake Bees.
And
Smith's.
The thing at USADA.
That's right. It's Aerofest Volume 2, June 19th. You able to go on that one?
Probably.
Okay, Phil, let's go over the rules, shall we?
Yeah.
Number one, Phil, is know the answer to your own question, do you?
Right.
Tell me, what is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Number two, that never works. Number two, Phil, keep it classic, you know, keep it rock and roll, no hip-hop, no rap, no techno, no show tunes, I mean.
How about historical?
No, it's got to, no, listen, it's got to be rock and roll.
Why does it have to be that? Why can't it be other general information that you should know?
These are the rules on stumping engagement, Phil. That's just the way it is. I don't do questions about Christian metal. Now, Phil, occasionally I'll let a question about country music go. By the way, just so you know, my favorite country song
is... that'll get you on country music then.
Pardon me?
I got one that'll get you on country music.
Yeah, but I'm not letting it go today, Phil.
Oh, man, come on. Give me a break.
I said occasionally I let a question about country music go. By the way, my favorite country music tune right now, maybe you've heard of it, it's called I Went Back to My Fourth Wife for the Third Time and Gave Her a Second Chance to Make a First-Class Fool Out of Me. Have you heard that one?
No.
I think the same guy that did that one did. We used to just kiss on the lips, but now it's all over.
Uh-huh.
I made you laugh, Phil.
Uh-huh.
Finally, Phil, no concert questions because, look, if I wasn't at that concert, how could I possibly know that when Meatloaf came to the Old Salt Palace back in 1981, he was so overweight that year that when he moved around on stage, he made the band skip.
Probably.
And the concert was so bad, the encore was a 20-minute apology.
The two most overweight.
All right, don't go there. We don't want to make fun of how people are overweight. Go ahead and stump me, Phil. I'm ready.
Okay. You want an old country one? No,
I want a question about rock and roll. Come on.
Oh, geez. Golly days.
You just said golly days. I should hang up on you just for saying that.
No, that's a Gomer thing.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Okay, can it be anything I've determined?
Anything rock and roll, Phil, yeah.
Oh, good grief. That limits it too much.
Well, come on, let's get it done in this decade.
Oh, golly days.
All right, well, look, you think about it and call me back, Phil.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thanks very much. The most depressed man in Utah, Phil, he blew it because he couldn't come up with a question. I mean, look, if you listen to this morning show, if you ever listen when we do Stump the Chump, you know how it goes. It's got to be rock and roll, Phil. And you have to have your question ready. So we're going to move on to somebody else. 4-5-4-6-7-0-1-0-3-5. Stump the Chump. We're still playing it for freebies. It's those darn Doobie Brothers. But here's a problem. Love the Doobies. Play them all the time. Have played them for years. Now, really, with the Doobie Brothers, all that's left is for them to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's what I think. I'm on a quest to get that done. Boston and the Doobies. ABBA is in, but the Doobies are not. I'm going to poke myself in the eye with a Bic pen because of that. What is that? How can ABBA or the Bee Gees get in before the Doobie Brothers? That's what I want to know. John Carter's Morning Show. I'm glad you're here. Brace yourself. Gird your loins. Buckle up for round two of Stump the Chump. Round one, folks, unsuccessful. Contestant number two, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, I'm good too. You got to, you know, sometimes if you say, hey, I'm good, how are you? That is more polite than not saying it, you know, really. What's your name?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. Did you hear Phil earlier this morning on the first edition of Stump the Chump?
No, I did not.
He couldn't even come up with a question, but you can, so let's hear it. We've gone over the rules already for stumping engagement, so you know those. I'm ready. Gary, go. Okay, now I'm not doing very good with Stump the Chump today. He hung up on me. Evidently, he couldn't come up with a question either, or he got nervous or something. You know, folks, when you call the John Carter Aero Morning Show, which, by the way, is live today from the Ed Skinner from Rose Park Aero Morning Studios, you don't have to be nervous. I'm just a guy on the radio, and we're just playing Stump the Chump. I'm just a man standing in front of a listener asking him or her to love me.
You are a wicked man. That's all I have to say.
That was round two for Stump the Chump. And historic round three? We've never done that. We usually don't do that. Let's just give the tickets away for Aerofest Volume 2 at USANA on June 19th. Let's just give them to caller number 5.
Oh, yeah, man.
How are you this morning and everything?
I'm good. How are you, John?
I'm good. I look great. I smell terrific. I'm in the pink. I'm hunky-dory. I'm feeling my oats. And overall, I think, you know, I'm 5 by 5. I've got a good outlook, really, today.
Great.
Who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, I don't know if you know this. I mentioned it earlier this morning. Today is Buy a Musical Instrument Day, National Buy a Musical Instrument. So I'm looking for songs that actually mention, you know, classic songs that actually mention some kind of a musical instrument. What do you got?
I got the, well, what is it called?
I don't know. It's your phone call, man.
Money for Nothing by Dire Straits.
Oh, I like that song. Where does it mention a musical instrument?
A guitar and the drums.
Where does it mention it? Sing it.
Should have learned to play that guitar. Should have learned to play them drums.
Yes! Hey, winner! I think that's the first song, actually, that mentions both. So let me give you a golf clap for that. Nicely done, man. I got you thinking on this, didn't I?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Okay, where are you checking in from?
Layton, but I'm in work at in Salt Lake today.
Okay. Yeah, okay. How was the traffic coming in, Bri?
Not too bad. Not too bad. A little foggy over there in Kaysville, but that's usual for the morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know a lot of people in Kaysville. They're pretty soggy over there. Have you missed my old buddies, you know, Timmy and the Bible Brothers? Remember those guys? Hi, I'm Timmy. Remember that? Remember that little Timmy guy? Hi. And then Pop would come in and, I don't know, tell him he's stupid or something. I don't know. He didn't do that. Did Pop ever call Timmy dumb? Oh, he did, yeah. Anyway, if you've missed Timmy, the Bible Brothers, say hallelujah. And our old friend, Mr. Twister, if you've missed those guys over the years, there's some good news. They are now living forever, digitally, on the Aero app. Download the 103.5 Aero app, and you can get that on iTunes or Google Play or other locations, other places. And you can catch up with the complete cast of wacky characters from, I don't know, when did we play that stuff? 80s? 90s? I don't know. 70s? Was I around in the 70s? Yes, I was. It's the Aero app. If you download that now, you can hear all that stuff. It's all thanks and powered by WCF Insurance.